Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, along with my broadcast partner Tom Thayer from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. And welcome to Training Camp Breakdown. This is the third in a series of training camp reports from Bourbonnais. Today's focus defensively, specifically at the linebacker position. Obviously, some change there. A legendary figure now out in retirement in Brian Urlacher, and a new kid on the block, Jonathan Bostic, taking over right now for the injured DJ Williams. You still have the veteran Pro Bowler and Lance Briggs and a newcomer at strong side linebacker in James Anderson. Those are the starting trio that we'll expect to see Friday night in Carolina. How are things going specifically with Lance Briggs setting that defense up, making all the calls?
They're really fortunate to have a guy like Lance Briggs to be the calming factor in this transition from Brian Urlacher to DJ Williams and Jonathan Bostic. And that's the good thing, because Lance is very intelligent. He's very well respected. And you talk about a guy achieving legendary status, that may be Lance Briggs. You bring in Anderson as a talented free agent who's bringing some solidification to a position that they need some veteran leadership, and that's what they have. But a lot of the defense is being seen, called, and being able to get everybody in the right position by Lance Briggs.
All right, let's talk about Bostic, because he's got all the tools to fill that position. But he's never been in this system. He's admitted it. This is all new to him, especially dropping deep down the middle of the field in coverage in this particular style of cover two. And that the gap responsibilities that are involved require great discipline. So if the ball's going that way and your gap is over here, you make sure you go over here.
Right, but Jonathan Bostic, make sure you're only responsible for one assignment. Every time you hear Lance Briggs make that huddle call, you're not responsible for the whole field. You only have one responsibility, and that's the only thing he has to concentrate on right now. The thing that Jonathan Bostic has to be careful of is when the offense becomes deceptive, when they try to get him out of position to try to gain ground in another area. He is going to suffer some growing pains, but what I see out of his athleticism, his intelligence, and his desire, he wants to be in that position.
And James Anderson's got a lot of starts behind him, and so he's still a young enough player that he's retained his athleticism, which should definitely help.
And this defense, yeah, because you're going to have different responsibilities. When you look at the competition they have on this team of tight end, you're talking about 6'6 to 6'8 guys, so Anderson's going to have some of those responsibilities. You want to see some of these young guys come up and compete behind him. But I think initially for the Bears' first preseason game, when you got Briggs, Bostic, and Anderson, you got to feel pretty solid about your first group.
For example, some of the drills they work on in camp, they got these buckets. Now, what's the point?
You know, everything is they want to create a distraction, lower body, so you have to keep your head focused on what's going on in front of you. If you can follow the running back and you can follow the formation or the movement of the offense, when you have a distraction around your feet, that's what they're trying to get the linebackers used to. Head up, because that's where you're going to see the person you're going to tackle. If you're worried about what's going on the ground, you're never going to see what's moving in front of you. You're going to see the running backs, tight ends, quarterbacks run right by you.
And there's other familiarity involved here, too, with the Blake Costanzo who can fill in at the linebacker position as well as star on special teams. You've got young players still trying to find their way. JT Thomas is one of them, who has now been in the system for 3 years. You've got some newcomers as well. Lawrence Wilson, you've got Patrick Trahan. Overall, 9 linebackers, including the rookie Kasim Green. It'll be fun to watch them during the preseason, and it starts Friday night in Carolina. That's going to wrap up this portion of Training Camp Breakdown. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching on ChicagoBears.com.